Proclamation number 3769 of 13th of May, 1946. Activity of the Light Beings on Divine Mission. To stand in the light means to call true knowledge one's own, to possess a mental wealth which is of divine origin, which is God Himself as its source, who is the eternal light, the eternal truth itself. Thus the spiritual being full of light is in intimate contact with God. It constantly receives His emanation and is therefore in a state of brightest realization. And this is an extremely blissful state, for to possess the wisdom of God in order to know His will, His rule and activity, His eternal plan, is a state of freedom, a state which stimulates the utmost development of strength and determines every spiritual activity carried out by the beings of light. And activity is life. Thus a life in utmost abundance of light is the fate of beings which have intimately united with God through love. And thus, if the light, the pure truth from God, is already accessible to people on earth, the human being who acquires this eternal truth through a God-pleasing way of life can also already live on earth in beatitude, for he, too, has ended the dark spiritual state which is part of the human beings distanced from God, who lives without love and therefore also without contact with God. The earthly human being cannot yet fully appreciate the blessing of light, and the more he lives in darkness the less he respects the light. He feels at ease in darkness until a glimmer of light has touched him. And this can only happen through loving activity. Otherwise the human being is not receptive for the radiation of light from the spiritual kingdom, which indirectly emanates from God but is conveyed by the beings of light on his behalf to people in need of light who do not escape the light. The truth from God is something very delicious, yet it remains veiled until the heart is shaped by the working of love such that it can recognize the truth. Only then will the truth be delightful, and only then will the rays of light have an effect, i.e., they illuminate people's thinking, they make the human being free and aware of his task and his destiny. The brightness will always be delightful, and therefore it is the light being's constant endeavor to spread light, i.e., to convey the truth to all those who still walk along in spiritual darkness. But the truth cannot be distributed without a corresponding willingness to receive it, and it is up to every person himself how he relates to the bearers of truth in the spiritual world. It is up to every person to make himself receptive to light through loving activity, because no person can be led to the light, i.e., to the truth from God, by force, but he will be given every possible help to come into possession of it if only he is of good will. Amen.